Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to all our new regionals. We'll get to that a little bit later. To today's episode of Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia.
Hello, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good, Mickey. Dave, how are you going?
All right, hey.
It's a big Monday in the world.
Game of Thrones and Avengers. I'm going to give away every single plot twist.
Don't you dare.
Please be relaxed, everybody.
In just a moment.
It is not going to happen.
Don't I'm going to do it.
No, it's not even funny. People are being attacked for this sort of stuff. Physically attacked. And I will physically attack you.
All right. Well, I'll attack you if we don't get to play Taylor Swift's new song on today's
Well,
program.
You just wait to hear it and then you might not want to attack me. You might.
Hey, something that, probably doesn't affect either of us, health and fitness.
Correct.
Good clean living.
Yes.
We put that under the spotlight. We've got some interesting stories. A model's died on the catwalk.
This is very frightening. And a personal trainer's done something about refusing somebody to come to a barbecue because of the state of her
business. Are you going to do a royal baby watch?
Yes, I am.
Please. Are you the
when
only one
this
not doing
bloody
it?
Bloody baby going to come.
Out,
quickly.
Out now. I hope it's induced. We need to. I hope it's not as evil as George. That's all I.
He's a little sweetheart.
Or Louis.
Shut up, Dave.
You see the pictures of Louis?
Louis's no good.
Not very good looking.
What do you say?
Louis's got a birthmark in the shape of 666 on his scalp.
Hey, guess who's coming in at five. Hang around, everyone. Hamish Blake.
Oh, yes.
Big man in the news. Talking big news. His show Lego Masters was on last
Smashed
night. Bloody
it.
Killed it.
I've got some suggestions for him.
I'm so glad.
Well, they're not coming from me. They're coming from my 6.5-year-old twin boys.
All right. Well,
who went to school very late. And tired today.
We might put the music down a bit because
Nanny
I want
to hear
why.
I want to get to Nanny State.
Thank you.
We'll have some other stuff. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Oh, the music can be up again. Because what I was going to say
is... taking it early.
I was going to take it out early because I was going to ask you what you did to your boys this morning.
Oh,
Nick.
So school photo day today.
Oh.
And I'd forgotten. Having been drilled by both their mother and my mother... the importance of this said day. So they've stayed up watched Lego
Masters. It is important because I've had terrible school photos.
Yeah, well, they've gone to school and they're very tired because they watched Lego Masters.
Yeah.
I hadn't, their hair was all over the place. Oh. I hadn't wet and patted their hair down.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't have the right socks.
No.
So I sent them without socks.
No, you're in big trouble,
and when
man.
When I got there, it dawned on me there could be trouble.
Yeah.
This could blow up in my face.
So that's funny. You worry about brushing kids' hair. I'm saying because it's school photo day in my house too, I say, don't forget to have a shave.
Yeah, right, okay.
What ages?
Have a shave. You know, older
14,
adolescents.
Yeah.
12. No.
12?
I remember I knew a boy was shaving when he was 12. He ended up being the manager of a station here.
Really?
Yeah.
12.
Who was that?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
who?
One of the Perrys?
Yeah, was. Crunch.
Paul Perry Crunch.
But I remember Crunch. Paul was shaving in about grade 6 because we went on school camp together. I just went, good Lord.
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Seemed to know a fair bit about Crunch.
I don't know too much. He's a friend of mine. Anyway, let's not talk about Crunch. I want to talk about something that has been on my radar all weekend. Taylor Swift has a new song out. I'm sure you might know because it's been all over my Twitter and Instagram feed.
So good. It's an event. I mean,
oh, my God. Have you heard it?
She's a very talented artist.
Have you heard this song?
Jane,
I'm sorry to do this to everyone. She's not an easy target.
She's an easy target.
My apologies now. I'll tell you what. Everyone's saying, oh, we're so excited. Taylor's got it sung out. Hey, strap yourselves in, Triple M listeners. Here's a little taste of Taylor's fabulous new song called Me.
Give it a chance. I promise that you'll never find another like me. Give it a chance.
Right.
It's catchy.
That's enough, really.
You know the song should be called?
What?
Mickey. Mickey.
Why don't you add your...
Let's hear it again, then. Okay. That you'll never find another
like Mickey. You're right. Mickey.
Mickey.
Can I just say this, Jane?
That's a really annoying song.
Haters gonna hate. And that's what you
are you is Taylor do. On your list or something?
No, but I'm always over been in her corner. She's an easy target.
Oh my
yes,
God.
I wish she went back to her country roots.
Me too.
Because I did enjoy her when that was the predominant mode. Yeah.
Wait till you see
no
the film.
There's no denying
clip.
She's a great role model for young
and
girls.
And Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco plays.
And why
shouldn't in
she be part of the discussion?
Because give it up, Taylor. Give it up. She's got a song called Give It Up, Give It Up.
Is this song about one of her past boyfriends?
No, it's about herself. Oh, because all women, you should just love yourself. It's about empowering young women. I'm going to be sick.
I promise that you'll never find another like me. Do you know what? I love this song already.
It's the Baby Shark of 2019.
It's not Baby Shark.
So let's turn it off because I've got something better for you.
What's wrong with you?
I've got something better for you.
Taylor.
Okay.
Taylor Am.
You can have your Taylor Swifts and a new song, but there was very exciting news that came out today.
I'm a Swiftie.
Shut up.
I'm a little Swiftie.
Well, why don't you be someone who loves the Struts? You know the Struts, Dave?
No, I do know the Struts, and they're coming back apparently too.
They are. Here. They announced today that they've got an Australian tour, English glam rock band.
Yeah,
they're
really
absolutely
good.
Brilliant. They've
ticked a few boxes for you.
Toured
they?
With the Rolling Stones, yes. Gunners, Foo Fighters, and Motley Crue. They are.
Is it rock and roll?
It's rock and roll, and it's a bit Queen. They're a bit, you know.
But they've got a little bit of a pop edge because Kesha, who's, you know, in that Taylor Swift.
Oh, don't tell me that. Oh, I was going to keep that part a secret because you might not like it.
Well, she's Kesha, isn't that the one?
TikTok. That was her, yeah.
Now don't ruin it for everybody.
It doesn't ruin the song at all. It brings
it
something.
Does.
To it does not.
I'm going to play you the song, everyone.
Is she the one Seinfeld snuck?
Yes.
She tried to kiss Seinfeld on the
That's
one of the
it.
Most awkward, embarrassing moments.
But get that
moments.
Out of your minds when you listen to this song. And it's really, she only has a very small part of it.
That's a good play. That
Dave, can we play?
I'm going to play first.
I want to hear the. I want to hear Body. You'll never find another
like me.
All right, and now here are the Struts.
Here's the song.
Are we playing the whole thing?
Yeah.
We're going to play the whole song.
Body Talks.
Let's go.
How'd you get that
for
across
it?
The line?
I don't know.
We're here thanks to HSV, re-engineered by HSV. The Chevrolet Silverado does everything big, very big.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Struts coming back to Australia. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
That's
and a song called
like
Body Talks.
Hang on. What?
Come on.
No.
Come on, Swifties. Let's go. Let's have a march. Have you seen the clip?
You've
it's
changed.
Great. She's kind of androgynous. I really like it.
She's androgynous, my foot. All in pastel pink and
very colourful.
It's a terrible lovely. Film clip.
It's
Nick.
Very good.
You've changed.
I like it. Well, who's this?
I want to bring to the table now.
Well, what's that band that you just played? The Struts.
The Struts.
So I get it. They're like a gimmicky band. Is it like?
I think they're a very great live band.
Is it like a novelty band?
No, not
around for a while. You know what? Those boys are going to come in here
like
and
the darkness. Like
I want.
The darkness.
I want to play this segment back and just let me hear you because I'm going to have these guys on to play for us. And you said, what did you say there a bit? A gimmicky band.
A novelty band. You know, one of those ones that are one note kind of. They do a song, they come out. They're having a joke at themselves.
Oh, jeez.
I cannot wait to play this back to them.
Yeah.
All right, I want to play you something now. It's musical.
Oh.
Not that one.
Not that one?
No. Well, I think it's given it away. Oh. I was going to play something and then you're going to have to guess where it was from.
We should have talked about that before we played it.
All right.
Oh.
Ooh,
hey, guys, we're on air. We're not just around the office now. This is what I put up with all
you're
day,
getting
guys.
Snippy no, with
I'm not
me,
getting
Dave.
Snippy.
Yeah,
at all.
You're a bit uptight today.
I'm not
yeah, you
well
are.
Rested? How's it been going?
I feel better now.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I want to play
good
you.
Song. It's uplifting. You know what
can
it does?
Can you shut up?
It brings something to the table and it makes me feel good. Tee hee.
You really, it's only Monday. We've only been on for 15 minutes and you're really bugging me already. Please, Dave, can you play the flipping thing
All
that
right,
I wanted
Dave.
Played?
Here it comes.
High in the halls of the kings who are gone, Jenny would dance with her ghost.
Don't say a word, Mick. Shut up and listen.
The ones she had lost and the ones she had found and the ones who had loved her the most.
Mickey.
The ones who've been gone for so very long.
You can turn it
off. Is that the Struts? Is that still the Struts?
That's Patrick from Game of Thrones. Last week, they're all sitting around a fire.
Is that still on, is it?
Oh, Nick, it's the biggest show in the world.
Listen.
Right now, it's the biggest TV show in the world.
Despite what you said, this is what you said about this show last week.
Game of Thrones is cooked. I tipped this. It's gone.
There's no
Wait a check, please. Game of Thrones. Outski.
Only the biggest show in the world.
It's all falling off a cliff.
Because it's ending
Have you noticed any interest in it around the
office? Everywhere.
Around the office.
Oh, you're so funny.
Is anyone...
Yeah. Yes.
I just want to say right now, for anybody who is desperate to go and watch it tonight, and you can watch it any time you want, there's no spoiler alerts because I'm going to talk about it. I've seen the episode,
Someone
all right?
Someone sleeps with their brother or sister. No. I'll have a guess.
I watched it at 11 a.m. today.
Bit of incest.
So I'm ahead of everyone
bit
here.
Bit of sexual violence, maybe a battle. What's happening?
The battle. The battle to end all battles happened today. I've watched it.
The Battle of Helm's Deep.
That's correct.
Is it?
Oh.
You haven't spoiled.
Hang on.
You better not.
No, there's no spoilers. There's no spoiler alerts. I'm not talking about anything. The only thing I was worried about, the only thing I'm going to say is there's one character in Game of Thrones that I am was really distressed and still am worried about.
Bilbo Baggins. Bilbo Baggins.
Oh God. I don't know if I can do the show with you today if you're going to behave like this. Seriously, you've converted into a 12-year-old boy.
What is it?
Ghost. Do you know what ghost is?
There's a ghost.
No. Ghost. The big wolf dog. It's the big dog. The big wolf dog.
Is it like a White Walker or is it?
No, it's not a White Walker. Do you not watch Game of Thrones?
No, I've never seen it.
What type of dog is it?
What am I dealing with here?
Is it like a big sheep dog?
It's the Battle of Winterfell anyway, you clown.
I thought Helm's Deep was Lord of the Rings. It's Lord of the Rings. It's a final battle, which is what we're doing here.
Literally,
man's
people
Lord of the Rings,
are
is what we're doing, isn't it,
wetting their pants so concerned about what is going to happen. It's a... What is a...
I'm going to tell you right now. Here it is.
What do they call it? The something wolf. For God's sakes, I've got 18 people out there in production.
You can't even do your own
segment. What's it called? A what wolf?
It's a wolfie.
I can't hear you.
It's the wolf. It's the wolf.
Type it.
Is it that one?
The dire wolf. Thank you.
Dire wolf.
It's a dire wolf ghost, and I didn't want ghosts to die.
It's like the British sheepdog from British Paints.
It's a shaggy DA.
I don't know what I'm going to throw. Anyway, I'm going to continue because I'm talking about spoiler alerts, and there's a big spoiler alert world out there at the moment because of Endgame, the Avengers.
Yeah.
Now, we're doing the Avengers now.
We're going to go on to the Avengers.
What happened to Game of Thrones, though? Is that finished? Is that the series finished tonight?
No.
It's the second ep of the last season.
It's not. It's the third episode, actually. I think we might go to a...
No!
We are on air. We're doing a radio show, everyone,
What was Podrick? What was Podrick's thing?
Podrick's... Did you want to hear that again?
In the halls of
he's
the
sitting around a fire and he's talking to a bunch of people who think this is the last night they have alone.
Release the dragons. Oh, God. Now would be a good time. She had
lost. When we come back.
Yes.
We got the one from Monty Python. That was much better.
This one here.
This
pray, 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 Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a
pulp or to have his eyes gouged out. This would be good in Game of Thrones.
This is what it's missing.
If you're just tuning in, we're playing you a clip from tonight's Game of Thrones. Spoiler alert. His head
smashed in and his heart cut out. Kennedy Malloy. A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy. To a pole. Or to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken. To have his kneecaps split and his body burned away. And his limbs all hacked and mangled, Brace of Robin. So that's just...
Spoiler alert.
That's from tonight's Game of Thrones as they go into battle. And old Herb Snow. What's his name?
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Is he still a hottie? Do girls still...
Yes, they do. But he got married, so he was taken off the. He married
in real life.
Yes, in real life, he married one of the characters in the show that he was cracking onto.
Was it?
I'm not going to go into
Joffrey.
All
Peter Dinklage.
He's in that movie show, isn't he?
What are you going on about? Why would he marry Peter Dinklage?
Why wouldn't you in that show?
Yeah, well, true.
Anything goes.
True.
Bit of naughty, saucy behaviour.
People are going to lose their minds today if anybody finds out what happens. So just be respectful to everybody and don't break it, because I'm going to talk about Avengers now.
Hey!
Now, Endgame has...
Can I tell you what happens?
What?
No.
Don't be stupid. You don't even know anyway. You don't know anything about... don't even know anything about anything...
I do.
To do with Avengers.
Oh, I do. It's all about superheroes.
Okay.
It's got Superman.
No.
It's not Superman.
Wrong universe.
I'll give you the tip.
He's DC, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not Marvel.
Sorry. It's Iron Man. It's Iron Man, Captain America, Thor.
Is Captain America a woman or a man?
Guy.
In this one.
Chris Evans.
Because there's a new movie out.
It's Captain Marvel.
I know what you're saying.
A different captain.
That's Captain Marvel.
Black Widow is a woman. That's Scarlett Johansson.
spoiler alert.
What? This will be fascinating, everyone.
She turns out she's a dude.
That's not
the Hulk,
what
Mark
happens.
Ruffalo, and Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner. Did I mention everyone? Yes, I did. That they've made 22 movies.
Is my doppelganger, is Chris Hemsworth in this one?
Yes, he is.
Can I give you a huge
don't
Thor?
You dare? No. Can no, I? It's not funny. I'm going to have to get out of my chair.
Thor.
No, because people, I'll tell you.
You can't spoil it.
All right, don't spoil it. Just saying.
You haven't seen it, so you don't even know.
I know what happens with Thor.
Marvel.
I know exactly
Marvel
what happens
movies
with
touch
Thor.
People's lives, Mick.
They do.
It's very important to people. And can I tell you what happened? It's so severe. This whole spoiler alert thing.
How much has this taken? How much has this taken worldwide?
$1.7 billion.
Wow. Okay. I'm no Einstein.
This is their debut.
Here's the deal. You pop Scarlett Johansson in a tight one piece.
Mm.
That's not why people are going.
Yes, there's your $1.7 billion.
Rubbish.
Right there.
She's, as in your words, she's getting on now.
I never said that. She is still in mid condition as far as I'm concerned. What is wrong with you?
This is what's been happening. I know in my own household.
Scarlett Johansson's hot.
Listen, you have to be very, very careful
enough. Package.
There are people who are trying to do spoilers for this movie, and people get so angry.
So you've heard about Thor.
Mm.
No, don't you say it. Don't say it, Mick, I'm telling you. It doesn't even matter if you think it's a joke. It's not funny to people. It's so not funny. Listen to this. Marvel moviegoers at Hong Kong cinema turned up on Friday. He stood outside and started to say what was happening. He was left beaten and bloodied on the side of the street.
Really? They bashed him. For spoiler alert.
Look, the directors.
I mean, I did that once, going into a session, a booty call, and there was a guy coming out.
Is there such a thing?
He's coming out of.
I never get so
angry.
Dude,
don't tell me where his car was. The whole thing's called, dude, where's my car? You just told me where his car was. Oh, you dickhead.
And don't even bring up movies that have, I can't even say, people say to me, like, I'm not going to say anything except, my God, there's a huge twist.
Yeah.
Well, of course he's saying something. I want to kill people who do that stuff. So do a lot of other people. They get very angry about it.
So what's your experience with Avengers? You wouldn't know.
I've never been to any Marvel movies in my life. Really? Look at me. Do you think I'm a shell of a human being because I've been to so many superhero movies or not? with a lot of boys in the house?
Got any Taylor Swift there?
Just before you go, you know, putting me in a box, I'm not someone to be squeezed in any box.
You could have played Wonder Woman once.
Now.
Yeah, you could have been a...
See, I knew. That was a drive-by. It was a slap whack.
So Linda Carter style or
Linda Carter style.
Gal Gadot?
What do you mean Linda Carter style?
Well, you know, the 70s Wonder Woman.
70s style, the old...
But she's not 70 now, is she?
She probably would be, Linda Carter.
They're not saying that.
Thank you.
You would have been a good Wonder Woman.
Thank you very much.
Gold bracelets and your whip.
A little cinched waist.
Yep.
Big hair.
Invisible jet.
Big hair.
Invisible jet. The lasso of truth.
That's right.
The lasso of truth, that would have come in handy round here.
I need to dress up as her for our posters.
Absolutely you should. You could dress as...
You could be the invisible plane.
I'll be the Hulk.
So there, you're not there
I'll be
at
the
all.
Hulk. Hey, is the Hulk in this?
Oh, the Hulk is in this.
And
Smart
does
Ruffalo.
He have...
Is he green?
Is he green and does he have his pants ripped?
Yes.
Does his As long as his pants
are... No, he's a more sophisticated Hulk than what you remember. Oh, are you telling me you've not seen one of these movies?
I have not seen
one
of these.
Oh, for God's sakes. We've got to get him to him, don't we, Dave?
He's got purple pants that are ripped. That's the Hulk for me.
Purple?
Aren't they purple?
Green?
No, he's green.
Oh, his pants are purple. God, we are.
I'm an aficionado.
Yeah.
We've been on air.
Hey, when we come up, we want to talk about a very funny story about a model who died on the catwalk.
That is not funny.
It's hilarious.
No, it's not.
A smile.
It's not funny.
It's pretty funny.
Not really.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hamish Blake on the back of Lego Masters. Heimdall will be on the show.
We're berserk.
It's huge.
I got a spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen
Lego Masters?
Yes.
What?
Hey, can you just calm the farm with all these spoiler alerts?
No,
you,
I won't. It's very. Mad. I'm not driving anyone.
No one cares.
Mad.
Game of Thrones, done. Marvel, I reckon that'll be out. Do you know what? Be out of cinemas in a week.
Your predictions are really crap. Really bad. Your track record's not good enough.
Do you know what it'll be? That'll be available on your IQ and...
The Marvel movie.
Marvel movie.
No. By next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
$1.7 billion.
I'll tell you what
weekend.
I'm saying. This is what I'm going to suggest.
Scarlett Johansson in a bodysuit.
More than that.
Well, $1.7 I'm the...
Why don't you listen to what I've got to say?
Okay. This will be good.
No, not yet.
Oh.
I was going to say... If the makers of Marvel are getting $1.4 billion for an open weekend, do you think they're going to stop the franchise? Yes. There you go.
They're done.
They're not done.
They're done.
Oh, my God. Wait for the reunion.
Mate, do you know what they've done?
The reunion movie.
You could play Wonder Woman in the reunion.
Or Wonder Woman's mother.
You could be, you'd be good at this.
Thank you. I'll try.
Wonder Woman.
Now it's time for this.
Please explain.
All right, this is our health and fitness segment.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I just thought I'd let you know.
Somebody needs something more modern music than that.
Something a bit more. Promise that you'll never find another like
me. It's a good song. All Swifties out there.
You and Taylor can go.
You know Adele's single.
Adele's single,
Adele
I know.
Adele is single.
She is. And looking for love.
That's got my hat in the room.
Do you know, I heard a rumour, actually. I read it in a magazine.
She likes portly guys.
Hello.
Hang on. She's here. Do you know she might be seeing? Drake.
Oh, don't do this.
Really?
Yes. Do you
Drake
know,
is a giant
You wouldn't know who Drake
knob.
Is, would you?
Drake's had it too good for too long.
Apparently they've been secretly dating for
what
6 months.
What is he? Some kind
Did you say he's got one song?
He's got villain. He's a villain on Game of Thrones.
No, he's
here comes Drake.
Drake.
He's Drake. He's a wall watcher. Has he watched the wall?
Anyway, back to the health and fitness segment.
What's happening? Oh, can I start?
Yes.
Can I start? This is a good one. This is great. A male model has died on the catwalk.
What are you laughing about?
He's fallen off the catwalk.
This is not funny.
I knew this was a dangerous...
Are you laughing because it's a man?
Mate, when you go, you can go into the armed forces, you can make your choices, but when a male model just trying to do his job...
He's got one job.
There was in a turn. He was turning. I told you that's the dangerous bit. Everyone's fun while you're going straight, but you try and negotiate the turn.
Is that the heartbeat?
And all of a sudden...
No, we can't be laughing at this.
Reportedly tripped over his shoelaces. Oh, on the couch.
Something else is going on. This
Mate,
is sus.
It's probably the modern look where you go, you know, you don't do your laces up.
He's tripped
but
over.
I would love to have seen the look on his face just before because he would have been doing the duck face, the real pout, look at me, I'm hot, and then doink. He's
what
over.
Country
He's
was
gone
this?
Down.
Where was this?
Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil.
Oh,
Brazil. Dear. They lose a male model a week over there. You seen? That's a very dangerous city for male models. This is why I say what? Male models yes. should be wearing helmets.
oh my God.
This
all
is
right.
sad. How many hotties though at the funeral? How many hotties all in black? Guys, just if it's an open casket, no one get hurt.
All right. Okay.
That's so sad.
I'll be thinking about that man and his family.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's a pretty silly way to die on a catwalk.
All right. Now I've gone.
What
do you
reckon? What song was playing?
Oh, don't even think about it.
What song do you reckon it would have been?
Oh,
Dave, when he was coming down the catwalk too. Like oh, I'm dead. Oh, trip.
I feel somehow this is going to come back to haunt us.
Everyone will be black. Everyone will be wearing black at the male model funeral.
Yeah,
if you would go, you could pick up there.
I just want to make it clear I have nothing to do with this segment.
Are you saying I'm in trouble? Now.
Yeah, I think you are. Big trouble.
No.
Yeah.
It's a male model. It's a male model, Your Honour. Surely that gets me off the hook. Okay. All right, what have you got?
Well, a size 16 woman is fuming.
Oh, what? No, I'm in trouble. Do you want to know where this is going?
All I've said so far is a size 16 woman is left furious after her personal trainer sister banned her from coming to a family barbecue because she had clients attending and she didn't want her clients to see her fat sister.
That's fair enough.
Size 16's not fat.
It's bad for business.
Size 16 UK is pretty big.
Good chops, is it? Oh, okay.
What's the UK? What's the scale?
I'm upscaling it I'm upscaling it so the story has more believability.
Yeah, okay.
Because if a size 16,
what's
you're
a size
right,
16?
Above give a 14.
Me, well, don't be. Give me a look.
Smaller than Adele.
Smaller than Adele. Bigger, hello. Bigger than a Van Stone. What is it, Jane?
Adele is probably a size 16.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. She's not over.
I don't know.
So what's your point? What point are you making?
The point I'm making is that this girl has said it out in public on Facebook about her sister and saying, what a bitch, because she wouldn't let her come to her barbecue. Anyway, they wouldn't have been eating food anyway at the barbecue. No, what do you want to go
she
for?
She would have been. It would have sort of saved a fair bit at a barbecue by banning all the 16 stoners.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, their relationship is in tatters.
It's a good sound fiscal move.
They are not speaking to each other.
Is it size 16?
Yeah.
Is it America where they what they do with women? And tell me if I'm crossing a line here.
Well, I don't even know where to begin.
No, they make
with
the sizes
statement.
Smaller, but they're not. So they'll make a size 14, a size 12.
You mean like Country Road?
I beg your pardon.
You mean like Country Road?
Like the brand.
Yes.
So it feels
a size, they go size 10, but really it's a good 12 to 14. You go, this is hanging off me, this size 10. Oh, my God. I must be
losing. Is that true?
Yes,
okay,
that's true.
Okay, now answer me this one. Skinny mirrors. Is that true?
Yes.
What?
Really?
They of course that is true.
Skinny mirrors in women's salons?
Yes, they do.
I think mine they use the funky ones from the circus.
The wobbly ones that make you short and stumpy.
So you know, I've told you this before, but I think the male equivalent of the women's dress sizes.
Yeah, is something to do with your appendage.
No, it's golf irons.
Oh, golf.
So what they'll do for a golfer is like Cobra or someone will bring out a 7-iron.
Yeah.
But it's actually a 6-iron with a 7-iron. So when you hit it, it feels like you're hitting
that's
it further.
Exactly the same
and
thing.
It's exactly the same thing where you go, oh, my God, I'm huge. I'm 20 yards longer off the tee. Bye, bye, bye.
We are being taken for a ride in society. Ooh. Anyway, there's your health and fitness.
Nice, comprehensive.
Well, yeah,
we might come back with some more.
Okay, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
I've got Women's Day in my hand and the front cover says, Megan bans Kate from baby. Now, this baby.
She's banned the world from the baby, hasn't she?
She had the baby.
This is not fair. She's sitting on the big fat secret. It's in her tummy. And she's not letting anyone know the date, the sex, will she post for a picture.
What the name's going to
she
be.
She knew when she signed up for this. We own that baby.
Well, that's
that
right,
that baby
Mick,
is ours.
You're correct.
We pay the bills. We are part of the Commonwealth.
I don't care about your stupid
Where's
privacy.
Where's our baby?
Come on. I don't
front
care.
And centre with my baby.
Bring that. If you don't bring that baby out the minute it's born and stand there in a nice red dress with a frilly collar.
It should come out like a champagne cork. Pop! She should straight down the steps.
And
we all get to take a pack mark.
We do. That's our right as subjects.
It's our right. Now, what's she doing? Why is she playing funny buggers with the baby? Why don't we know the date? Why don't we? This is playing havoc with royal watches.
This has been fascinating me, Mick. Oh. I've seen all these royal watches. I think Angela Bishop has been there, but she's had to come home because the baby hasn't been born yet. Everybody's standing outside in a trench coat with a microphone at all hours of the night saying, nope, still no word, nothing happening here.
Is there a hint? Do we know?
No, we have no idea.
All the key people flowing in? Like, is
all
her mum there?
All her mum's there, yeah. Mm. Do you know
that's
what? I have no idea. I just made that up. I'm gathering her mum's
there.
You
are the worst royal watcher.
They're at Frogmouth Cottage. That's where they're hanging.
Frogmouth?
Wow. Yes. That's no indication of what the baby's going to be called, by the way. All it'll look like.
Well, if it's anything like Louis, that Louis's not right.
He's a little sweetheart.
He's a weird looking baby.
He's the type of kid you drop off at the hospital at 3 in the morning and then take off. Please find this baby happy home.
They're not good photos. This is what I'm going to blame.
There's your frog mouth.
Look at that.
Jeez.
He's adorable.
Hey, do you know what we've got to do? We've got to stop lying that all babies are beautiful. They're not.
Do you know who we're to blame for this?
Who?
Kate, who no longer has a job now except being Royal Kate. She fancies herself as a photographer, okay? Oh. So they let her take the photos sometimes, and it's too close.
Oh, geez.
That's not flattering for your child, by the way. Poor Louis. Anyway, so the baby's due soon.
Poor Louis. He's not as evil as George. That baby.
No, that baby is evil.
That baby will go up and knock down some Twin Towers or something. I'm telling you,
George is not going to be impressed with this new baby. What do you think they're going to call the baby? And what are you?
Herb. If it's
let's
a guy,
make a call
it's
now.
Herb. If she calls it Diana,
she's going to call it Diana.
Oh, you can't
I'm
do
telling
that.
You, she is.
You
why not?
Move. Okay,
why
Jane,
wouldn't she?
Because that would be.
But I don't understand why it's a bad thing. People often name their babies after
be
a mother.
A Princess Diana floating around, and you don't want any comparisons
that's
made.
But there won't be comparisons. Yeah. They'll look very different.
It will be when she goes to Paris.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Mm. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, stand by. Stranger thing has happened, and let's say
you know what?
Megan doesn't come from a normal family.
Can I say something?
Yes.
What?
I'd like to get Samantha Markle pregnant.
Oh, my God. Well, you better
Samantha,
hurry up.
Samantha, to me, is where all the interest lies in this family tree.
Yeah, I
do
would...
you know my feelings for Samantha?
I do. They're creepy.
Ticks a lot of boxes for me.
Well, she's now in a wheelchair.
We would let you know when our baby was being born. We posed for a picture out the front of the mental hospital.
Okay.
I tell you what, I think you are destined.
What?
Make your move.
Well, I might.
Make your move because she's going to be available and she's also going to get FOMO because of Megan's baby. So.
Can I tell you this? There's no way they will call that baby Diana.
All right. Well, let's make a bet now.
Let's
make a bet.
What do you know?
Yeah,
you tell me. Know something.
Oh, look at you panicking.
Inside information.
Well, we don't even know it's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
Could be a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Could be
twins.
Twins.
Mm.
Let's make a bet.
I don't want it.
Well, let's talk about it.
All right.
Let's make
Princess
a bet.
Diana.
What did we learn here today? Nothing.
All
right. Hang on.
That Louis. Jury's out on Louis.
He's a little sweetheart. All right. Well, there's your royal baby news.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up for the next hour, Hamish Blake,
yes.
Lego master. Although he's not a Lego master. Let's get that straight.
Well,
everyone's referring to him as the Lego master. He's not. He hosts
might take umbrage at that.
He's okay at it, but he's not a master.
They're pretty incredible, these people.
So many.
You watched it last night, didn't you? You said there were some
I watched it
things.
With a very discerning audience, 2 6-and-a-half-year-old twin boys.
Perfect.
Who gave it 2 thumbs up.
Brilliant.
Wouldn't go to bed, though. Bit overexcited at 9.
Hey, we're also going to look at nanny state. A few crazy things have happened again, and I love hearing about this stuff. Remember, if you've got a nanny state you've heard, 1-333-53, give us a call, and we're going to talk about that as well. Dave.
Yeah.
We know you're getting some relaxing sleep because now you've got a beautiful mattress.
How's the temper? The temper mattress is unbelievable.
You came in a bit shitty today.
You're a bit snippy. Bit snippity.
Yeah, you did. And it bothers me because I'm obviously presuming you get a good
night's
sleep.
I tell you what it is. Okay, one of the kids' school projects was due this morning, and as we've gone to print it this morning, no ink in the printer. So I've had to dash down to the supermarket, which I know they sell them there, and I got them there. Anyway, so a tiny black ink cartridge,
yes.
which would be last a month perhaps, $30.
So
a tiny ink cartridge. I could buy a pack of pens, 100 pens,
it's
for
insane.
$5.
You reckon it's inconvenient for you, me, because I have to get Roo around my brother. Yeah. To replace them. So often what happens is I have to wait till he comes around.
What are you talking about?
Well, why don't you do it yourself?
You don't change your own printing cartridges.
Oh my God. Come on.
This is now I have.
Look at these hands. Look at these are writer's hands. Look at these.
It's so easy.
Do you think these hands have ever changed a cartridge? Not my stay in your lane.
What do you do with those hands? Ever.
Okay. Well,
hey,
how long we got?
Mick, you know what you're missing out on? It's so satisfactory when you click it in.
Get that click.
It's a good feeling.
But why do these, it's so there's
I don't know
different
why.
Colours and then one of them's always out. So he comes around, he fixes it.
Yeah.
And then like 7 days later, I'm going, hey, mate, can you come back, please?
Mate, why don't you stock up? How about we do that? So you just don't have to keep
printing. How about they invent a printer that doesn't need a card? I mean, this
is just cheap, because printers are very cheap.
Well, you can buy a printer for $60, but the ink's 60? Like
30. You can buy one for $25 at Officeworks, something like that. It's so
cheap.
Why can't
I buy one that just won't run out of ink? You know that can be done.
They're in cahoots. I want to know.
It's a scam.
Does anybody have any hacks on how to make their printing ink last longer?
What's a hack? I don't know.
You are adorable.
What's a hack?
You don't know what a hack is.
Something that can, you can.
A trick.
A trick.
Trick of the trade.
Yeah. Why don't you just say that?
That's what the kids say, hack. Life hack.
Really? I've just said hack for years. I must be ahead of my time.
There's got to be a way.
If you can, let me know. Is there a hack
Scotty's
to make
on the line.
Things
Scotty,
last longer?
Scotty,
all right.
Scotty, have you got something you want to contribute?
Yeah, I have, guys. I've got about 25 printers.
Really?
Because it was cheaper to buy a new bloody printer than buy the ink.
That's incredible.
That's ridiculous.
25.
I've got a few second-hand printers if anyone wants one.
You're a printer mogul.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Hey, thanks for that, Scott. Sherry, what's your trick? Hey, Sherry, how are you there? What was your trick of the trade?
On all of the printer cartridges, all the ones I've used, there's a little reset button on the bottom of the cartridge or somewhere on the cartridge you can stick a pin in.
Yeah.
And it resets it because half the time the actual cartridge isn't out of ink.
That's what I've suspected.
What?
Here's another caller about to establish that too. Thank you, Sherry. We've got someone else on the line.
Are we going to get in trouble here?
No.
What's in that? Hello. What's your trick?
Cartridges are going to come set fire to your car in the car.
Who's speaking?
Park.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Rob. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Rob. How are you?
Hi, Rob. Good. What's your trick, Rob?
Good. So some brother cartridges have a little sensor that a laser fires through to pick up the
and it thinks it's full
in the cartridge, and so you block that off with a bit of tape.
What?
This is
reload
genius.
The cartridge and you can print, laser printer anyway. You can print hundreds of pages more.
Exactly what I was looking for. Thank you, Rob.
I hope my stupid brother's listening to this. I really do.
So there's still ink in the cartridge?
Yes.
Here's me thinking it's
empty. Yes, and they're making you buy them more. We've uncovered something here on Kennedy Malloy.
We've done our bit here.
Yes, the community.
You know what that was? That's the best hack I've been involved in.
And we've got a prize coming your way, Sherry and Rob.
Yeah, it's
prize
a pack. Printer.
That's right.
A new printer. All righty.
Hamish Blake next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in this hour of Kennedy Malloy, we will play Taylor Swift's new song.
No, we will not.
Why not?
That is a terrible song. I'm not hearing it.
Hey, we'll get to that voice in just a moment. What is wrong with Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is into empowering girls now.
Haters gonna hate Jane Kennedy. God. There it is. Hey, we'll get on to Nanny State. There's some big stuff. Do you know shaking hands is about to be banned in the workplace in the United Kingdom?
Rubbish.
Why?
Thank you. Hashtag me too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're blaming us, me and my gender, are you?
You and the whole lot of you for taking a joke too far.
Well, hey, creepy, then it'll be fine.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more to get through, but let's start at the top with this bloke here.
Late last year, Hamish previewed some of the crazy characters we'd meet on Lego Masters.
G and David, who worked together in an oil rig in Western Australia.
Wow.
This is great.
He's 55, he's gruffy, wears bandanas, but God, he can build Lego.
But no one could have prepared us for Kale.
I'm pretty well recognised in the Lego community. Certainly got eyeballed, being the cute dad in the room more than once. People have said DILF, yes.
Fresh from absolutely bricktacular ratings.
Holy crud nuggets.
I beg your pardon?
Please welcome the Lego Masters wrangler, Hamish Blake.
Oh,
wow. Hello.
Congratulations.
I was going to say, hi DILF.
No, I'm not.
But I'm not going to say
that. Is the Lego community similar to the swinger community? Is there is there much crossover?
So it's good to be well known in a sexual contest. let's it's a self-proclaimed. The good thing about being a self-proclaimed DILF is Yeah, you can just throw it out there.
Now, congratulations to you, but we need to clear something up. You yourself are not a Lego master. I'm sick of people referring to you as a Lego master.
You're a
very good host.
I am riding the coattails a little bit. Like, I've had a lot of like friends and like people on Instagram sending pictures of stuff their kids have built.
Mm-hmm.
And it has gone to my head. I'm not a judge on the show and I have no judging capacity, but I've been writing back going, very good. Keep it up completely.
Now, these guys.
Completely faked my way in now.
Yeah.
These guys are incredible. We basically
next level.
Planning permission from the council to build some of this stuff. The show went bonkers last night. 1.3 mil. Go up against Game of Thrones. You'll beat it. I'm telling you right now.
I'm telling HBO. let us do a Lego episode. Yeah.
You could do the Game of Thrones. I mean, you have actually built something. Didn't you have something done for Zoe, your wife, in all her go-to products in Apricot
do you know,
Lego?
Well, this might make more sense for people now. So Brickman, who is the, you know,
he's the judge.
Extraordinaire on the show, lovely bloke, like, you know, but a genius at Lego. Mm. I hired him last Christmas. I said, Brickman,
the best thing you've ever
could
seen.
You make my wife, you know, when you order some of my those skincare products, comes in a pink box, peach colored.
Sure.
I was like, if I get you all the products, could you just make a Lego version of all their products? And he did it perfectly.
Oh, it's insane.
And then he wouldn't charge me for it.
Oh, that's very nice.
What a bloody legend.
Well,
so
sounds like a rort.
Then he claimed work
and
cover.
And you were in the good books?
Oh, it was amazing.
Did you claim you built it?
I thought about it.
I don't think Zoe would believe.
Can I just say, for anyone, as a romance trick, because I suppose it is a trick.
If you're in trouble and you need to get out of
make something
out of Lego. I did it a few times during the shooting of the show. I'd often steal Lego out of the brick pit on the show and make things for Zoe. Wow. And it just, I don't know, there's something magic about those
products. So, you know how they have sommeliers around the world or masters of wine and things like that, and there's very few. What I liked about Brickman is that he's only one of
13.
You have to be 13. A professional. A
Lego
certified.
Well, stop you there, Jane. Lego certified professional. Lego certified professional.
I know you know it all.
LCP.
I'm fascinated by that.
They're like the Avengers, the big gang of them. And they get together and they all do sort of different things. Zoe got me for my 30th birthday years ago. So she actually started the Lego present giving, well, 7 years ago, got me a portrait done in Lego by this guy in Denmark, because in the Netherlands, she goes, I got it done by a guy in the Netherlands. And I told, when I met Brickman for the first time, I said, I've got a portrait. I got a portrait done. Yeah. And he went, not by Dirk, is it? I went, it is Dirk. So he knows him. He's one of the other Lego masters.
Wow.
It was
I
a Dirk.
So do they get together? Is it a bit Eyes Wide Shut? all the Lego masters.
But they wear like white Lego masks. I mean, the robes are heavy. The Lego robe is heavy.
Are there other formats of this show in the world?
There is a UK version that aired last year. I might have done two seasons. I've only seen 10 minutes of it. It is nice, but it's like a Saturday afternoon.
Windsor Castle or something.
Is it a bit like Antiques Roadshow?
It's sort of like a gentle...
Rollicking.
I don't think it's as Channel 9.
This is big. The trailer looked fantastic and that surely got everyone hooked in as well.
There's like lots of flying Lego in the trailer. One of the things that I love about Channel 9, the promos department, is they don't care what the show is. They're just like, let us just film Lego flying through Sydney Harbour. And I kept saying to them, it's not really the show, though. And they're like, it gets the gist across. So
excellent.
I don't think the UK version had as much flying Lego in the promo as we did.
The crits are in and they're awesome. And by the crits, I mean my two twin 6.5-year-old boys.
Had the pleasure of meeting them on the weekend down the street.
It was a random meeting out the front of the courthouse.
dragging Nick home.
No, but they loved it. But I, shame on you. For the twist, because my boys are the tightest.
It went long last night.
The tightest little boys have had to go to school today. Oh. But they finish and I go, well, there we go. Just in time to hear you go, but wait.
Reality TV, baby.
And we start jumping up and down on the couch.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, listen, we're going to take a break. And we might take some calls. Saw the show, if you've got any questions, not for the Lego Master.
And if you build Lego, tell us what you're building.
You build. Dave's won a prize.
I was a state finalist once.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Nice.
Mate, apply for season
1-3-3-5-3.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Hamish Blake in studio as well.
And Lego Master Dave.
Yes.
And it's on again tonight, episode 2.
Is it tonight? Yes. You're
Mate,
straight up.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 weeks only. I mean, the finale is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
That's awesome.
And it premiered last night.
First game's a good game.
It's a great show. Can I give you a couple of my like amateur observations that I would like to see?
Of course.
So I'd like to see all the contestants in barefoot so someone actually steps on a piece of Lego.
We tried it after the sixth ambulance call out. Two people sent in intensive care. Horrible. Disaster.
Anyone who's ever had Lego knows that's part of the process.
Push production back 6 weeks.
Now, I want to see some kids in there. I want to see the running of the kids. It's so
mean.
The running of the kids. You open the garage door.
Tape a set of Star Wars Lego to your back and see if the kids can get
the
you.
The kids come flying in because it seems so mean. You've got all these great objects and kids would surely just go, oh, wow.
Don't worry. There could be plans afoot to involve kids to come and have a look.
I'd like to see the kids involved. And no tears. I didn't get any tears, Lutz. No.
Do you know what?
Someone needs to go the blub.
There's
quick
plenty
sticks.
Of black backstory.
I'll give you guys a little sneak peek here. Yes. So tomorrow night's the first elimination. The Tuesday night episode.
Okay.
Oh. I feel a bit sad, but I feel a bit ashamed about this because I'm like, you know, we've been done TV for a while and radio and stuff, and maybe we're a bit cynical. So I'm there sort of running things, going, all right, cool. You know, in my mind, I'm like, we all knew people get eliminated. Sure. It's a reality show. You know.
That's the format.
We haven't invented this idea that you start with a certain amount of number and end with a lower amount. Like, you know, so it happens. Yeah. So when the first elimination came, though, but Brickman, this is his first crack at TV. Yeah. I think he does phenomenally well on the show. He's got to tell someone, he's got to tell a team, look, you guys are going. And Brickman starts to tear up because he's like, I've never told anyone they're not good at Lego before. My job is to encourage people to build. And I felt like a real arsehole because I was standing there going,
drop the boom.
For dinner tonight. Yeah,
drop the boom. So it's a 15 now. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got some questions from people.
Yeah, okay. Did go for a long time last night. My little boy was watching it too. First commercial TV show he's ever watched.
Oh, wow.
Sonny. And it only struck us that he'd never watched commercial TV when it got to the first ad break and he went, why has the show stopped?
He doesn't know what TV is.
He's never seen an ad break. He's only watched Netflix and iView and he's just not familiar with what an ad break is.
You're a very good host, but Hamish, I have to inform you, this interview has 2 minutes to go.
Oh, no.
2 minutes to go. Hey, let's take some calls. Martin's on the line. Gear.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. What is it you'd like to say to Hamish?
Hamish, love the idea that you've actually done this and Channel 9 have jumped on board and gotten it into the community that we as AFOLs are out here and we make these things happen and we're just,
I have to explain to Mick and Janie.
Translate?
This is a term that I only learnt when I did the show, but that's adult fan of Lego.
AFOL. Oh, AFOL.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Nerd would have sufficed.
Oh, we get caught a lot of things. That would be one of them.
Well, we don't know the words.
Who was the hot Lego couple? There was like a Lego couple who had a Lego wedding.
Oh, here we go. Mick's interested.
And a Lego wedding.
We got it back, Martin.
What happened there?
Jimmy and Maddie,
There was like a Lego hottie in there.
Yeah, there's a Lego hottie. Yeah. What do you know, Mick? See?
Martin, I'm sorry. He's on to hotties, right. But Martin, you still have a question.
What's your question?
Oh, look, no question. I just rung up. You asked us what we're building. I'm currently working on an 11,000-piece Star Destroyer.
Martin, you've run it with no question and a bit of a brag. a brag.
How long does that take, mate? Martin?
I'm looking at about 3 months to build, I reckon.
3 months build. I'd like to see that for an episode. See you keep that up.
See me just pop up a tent in the corner and go.
See you grow a beard, shave the beard, come back.
We got a prize for you, Martin, for calling up.
Martin,
hearing
good luck. That is a big
well done.
With that set's a big
Troy's on the line. Troy.
Yeah, hi guys. My question, last night the build was 15 hours.
Yes, it was a long build.
40-minute cooks, or can I ask a question? The 15 hours, did you use your best Lego material in that 15 hours? You still got another 3 weeks to heaven, mate.
Yeah, you're right, Troy. For this,
Troy.
For this, hey, I just go, all right, guys, here's your challenge. Sit down in the corner and read the paper. No, tonight, Troy, the good thing is every episode very different. So tonight, it's literally the whole point of tonight's episode, and it's a quicker episode, it's only an hour, is...
What are they building?
You've got to build the thing that will look the best when it's destroyed in super slow-mo. That's tonight's episode.
I love that challenge.
I put a baseball bat through a few. We blow a few up with actual demolition explosives.
And what's going to look the best?
And it looks unbelievable. I think it shot at 2,000 frames a second.
Oh, love it.
Eat your heart out, Attenborough.
Another late night with the kids. You know the big loser there? Manu. You sorted him, didn't you? Someone should make a Lego Manu.
Hey, destroyed.
Leroy, what have you got cooking, mate?
How are we? Yeah, last night we loved the show. It inspired me to get out over 40 years of my Lego that I've collected with my children, but now adults as well.
Yep.
Put it all out on the coffee table, lounge room floor, books a lot, straight up on Instagram. Everyone's loving it. But the wife wants to know when it's getting packed up, and I don't think it is.
You're proud.
That is something else I'm going to say. One of my laments I have is my guys have got lots of Lego, and they get these big things to build. And where do you build them, and where do you leave them? Because I'm always cranky mum saying, put this apart. And they go, Mum, it took me... What are you saying to me, you stupid woman?
It's like the Taj Mahal.
You should get Jane to finish the episodes. Come in and tell everyone to clean up.
I'm vacuuming. You told you the dishes are running in the sink.
And I'm putting them all in separate Glad bags so they don't get mixed up.
Jamie, not a bad idea for season two.
Hey, dog.
Can we get you in for season two?
I think you might be on
what time tonight?
7:30.
7:30. And what time's the finish for all the kids out there?
8:31.
All right.
I didn't do the edit, mate.
All right.
Not sitting at home.
Time for a twist with
sitting there with iMovie, cutting it all together.
Well done, mate.
Hamish Blake, yeah, Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you, guys.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rules.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
What is
You're
it now?
You're always making things difficult.
Oh.
What is it now?
Are you ready?
No. This always does me.
I'm not ready for this either. Trust me. This does not sit well with me.
Jeez.
Here's a rule that has possibly been considered by employers. Handshakes could be banned under new no physical contact rules.
Why?
Nanny state.
Why?
To avoid sexual harassment.
Oh, please. Handshake.
Well, you might shake someone's hand a little bit too luridly.
Oh, so but handshakes are saying
it's the physical contact. They're saying. Oh. A survey found out of four people want a total ban on physical contact in the workplace.
What about making eye contact?
No. That'd be stupid.
That would be...
The way you look at me, I should be in HR all the time.
Well, the way you look at me, I can't really tell because you're always rolling your eyes. You've never actually made eye contact because you're rolling your eyes.
Well,
now, we should point out this is in the British workplace.
It is.
But obviously
I think
it'll come down, it'll trickle down
to our
system.
It's been mooted
already.
I'm suggesting that it's the hashtag MeToo movement has prompted employers to cover their ass, basically.
Against any
sexual harassment
claims.
Yeah. And they don't want any grey area at all.
So an HR consultancy group is saying,
do not touch another person.
Why don't
they
have separate workplaces, like for men and for women?
Hey,
and for,
that might not be a crazy idea.
Why don't we wear blinkers? To work.
Well, there's another. We've seen a series of ads that are appearing in this country on the television.
Are you mentally undressing me right now?
I think I might be.
Well, if you want to get cracking, it takes a while.
Ads on the telly.
What are you looking at?
I'm not looking at you.
Why don't we all wear Ray Charles style glasses
not
to
a bad
work?
Idea.
Well, we'd all look
so
cooler.
You can't see. And that way we can leer away.
We could all be in separate studios so
can
we don't
we
even
get
see
something
each other.
Straight?
How can we?
Well, because not every man's a creep. Sorry. And we're being made to suggest, the suggestion is that so many...
Men can't help themselves. They're sex pigs.
It's terrible.
To be the general consensus.
I feel really upset for you guys, what you're going through at the moment. I do.
Well...
Because that's ridiculous.
It's just getting out of hand for me. There's an ad on TV at the moment. It's I don't know. It might only be in one state. I'm not sure. It's set on a public transport. And basically a guy is looking at a woman and she's feeling uncomfortable and another man has to step in and stand in the way.
Block the view.
Because all men are
sexually harassing
women.
So like he's the big knight in shining armour.
Yeah, exactly.
And she couldn't look after herself.
She couldn't look after herself. But now basically all men, even those who look at you on public transport, are evil and are trying to have sex with you against your will.
We have to get this balance right in how we're approaching this subject because clearly... serious issues going on, and we know.
You can't be an adult anymore, or you can't behave like an adult, or you can't trust that someone else will be.
I think you have to trust people a bit more. And stop shoving it down our throats, by the way, everyone else. Stop shoving it. I don't want a government to pay for an ad and tell me how to behave on a train, by the way.
It's getting tough out there. Can move on, please, because that's just downright depressing.
Okay, this is a really interesting one. a popular pub in the state of Victoria has been criticised. It ripped out the children's playground that had been there for years.
Right.
And instead it's installed an iPad station.
Nanny state.
So why? All the kids that go to the pub with their mum and dads or their parents or carers or whoever for a... See, I have to be careful who I say that you're going with as well.
Yeah, don't get language wrong. We'll get a letter.
Going for a pub meal. Instead of the kids, often we used to send our kids out to the playground. My mum and dad had a little wine and a little Venn schnitzel. They've got rid of the playground.
Enjoy it, kids. You're going to be there for a while.
Well, there's none of that now. They send them off to basically a gaming room now. So what you do is you go out as a family.
But why did they stop that?
Because...
Our kids got hurt.
Probably. Parents they probably thought, hurt. Parents, you know what? Demand. What they're trying to do. I'll tell you what. They said we want to attract more people to the pub. So what we've decided to do is get rid of the playground because no one's using that. And now we've got more customers will come because they just shove their kid in a room. They can play on an iPad for an hour and a half. How bizarre is that?
Those little iPads, they're a little like training them to play pokies.
Well, it is because it is gambling. Look, Dave, you and I know.
Oh, yeah.
With our kids, there's been massive tears when they've gone, I owe $1,000. Well, no, not me. But kids owe lots of money. Yeah, I heard of a kid the other day who spent $2,000 on coins or some guff.
A coin master.
Is his name named Fred Buster? Or is it Lenny Walter?
No, don't let them get on that.
Hey, you've got it. You get the vibe of it. Nanny State, 133353. Give us a call. What have you seen? What have you noticed? Get on board. Don't shake anyone's hand at work, whatever you do.
133353. We're doing Nanny State. We're taking your calls right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nanny State we're doing. 133353. Get involved. Might win a prize too.
We have got Adam on the line.
We should point out today's Nanny State is basically involving the idea that it's now going to be outlawed handshaking in the workplace.
Because of fear of sexual harassment claims.
Claims. So it'll happen. That'll come in and then someone will accidentally reach out to shake someone's hand, and then a woman will shake his hand and go, "Oh my God, I felt like a trapped.
I was violated."
He's going to lose his job. It's all going to go to
the company. This is more the company's want to put this in place, so that there's no grey area at all. Adam's on the line.
He shook my hand. I feel violated.
Adam, what are you? You're reminding us of something of a handshaking scenario.
Yeah, a movie, Demolition Man, where Sylvester Stallone wakes up hundreds of years in the future, and they're not allowed to touch each other anymore. And what they do is, they walk up to each other, pretend to do a high five. They don't actually touch hands, palms of hands, and they do a little swirly around.
Why were they not allowed? Why were they not doing it?
Germs and stuff, but I mean, probably other stuff too, like all these big friggin' band-aid these days, doesn't it?
I can understand not shaking hands to certain people around this office for germ reasons.
Why are you looking at me?
that's probably the way the world's headed, you know?
All right, there we go. Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris.
G'day, guys.
Yeah, you got an idea, you've got an example of Nanny State for us, have you?
Oh, it's more so that meets political correctness. My child's school refuses to say Ba Ba Black Sheep.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes. Now, what do they sing instead?
Well, the one he said was Ba Ba Rainbow Sheep, but I've also heard of others saying multiple different colours. Whatever the kid feels like they say.
Well, it's a song. I mean, they're a black sheep.
Yeah. Simple.
Black sheep.
It's as simple as that.
No, sheep are white. But sheep are white.
Sheep are white, but they're a black sheep.
So a black one would be...
And they're saying, have you got any wool? Different.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chris, that seems bizarre as well. Hello, Daniel.
How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your nanny state vibe or about that? What do you feel about the handshaking?
It's pretty disgusting. I was just wondering if they're allowed to fist pump each other and give each other knuckles instead.
So I do the fist pump, do the knuckle touch.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
That feels a bit violent. Just that's making a fist.
I don't want to upset too many people. I've got a Pommy backpacker with me in the car, and he's disgusted.
Oh, that's all devastating.
I know, it is devastating.
Hey, Daniel, when you say you're... got a Pommy backpacker in the car with you. You're not going to murder him, are you? Daniel.
I'm just about to fist pump into the head, though.
Well, that's got prize.
We'll give you a prize for that, Daniel. Here you go.
I'm taking his hand when he finishes.
You can take your backpacker mate to go see John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, the third instalment of the adrenaline-fueled action franchise, in cinemas May 16. Plus, we're going to give you a $500 adventure sports voucher there, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Go abseiling, ziplining, high roping, rock climbing, jet boating, skydiving, paintball, and more.
That sounds cool.
What a great prize.
What's that?
Do I have to take the POM with me?
You don't have to take the POM with you. Just tie him up, pop him in the boot. Yes. Someone will find him.
Pop him off at your house, Mick.
All right. Thank you. Darren's on the line. You. Darren, nanny state mate.
Yeah, look, you know, at the kids' footy on the weekend, and, you know, they're only under 11s, and, you know, one of the kids on our side, there was no one home from the other team, there was no one forward from our team, he was well out from the goal, but I just yelled out to him, have a shot, mate,
yeah.
And he had a shot, but he didn't have the distance, but the ball just kept rolling and kept rolling, and he got a goal, and then I got told, don't prescribe to the children, support them, but don't prescribe. I'm like, what is prescribing?
What is that? Right.
But prescribing is telling the kid what he should do.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh.
But I said to the kid,
give the kid a hand.
Shot.
He's under 11s.
Yeah.
Give him a hand.
That's encouragement.
Talk to him out. That's the way to go.
Exactly.
I like doing
that. There's something macabre about this segment. I like hearing it.
But when I finish it, though, I just feel really deflated and disappointed. Glad I'll be dead in about 20 years' time.
You won't be. It might be 20. It'll be about 22.
Good.
All right.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done too.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to HSV, re-engineered by HSV, the Chevrolet Silverado does everything big.
This should be in a movie. This looks unbelievable.
Can I tell you something?
What?
This is the big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else, get out of the way, you idiots. The big boy is coming through. This is a behemoth.
Wow.
Have a look at this thing. You know what's got me? It's the towing capacity.
Oh, yeah?
Really? So you could, what can you tow?
5 friggin' tons of whatever you like.
So it could be a big esky.
Yeah.
In my case,
a big
lunch.
One. Yes. A horse flight.
But have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, no, it's really good.
This looks like it could be in Mad Max.
Yeah, yeah.
This looks like it could go straight in to the set design of the next Mad Max film. That is every guy's wet dream. I am
really
off. I can't believe what I'm looking at. I want one.
I want one too because it's got so many components that I think now that's clever. A complete ladder rack system, as Tradie Janie would say, where you can't, you just don't bung your ladder in the back. This is kind of on racks, goes up the top so it doesn't get damaged.
Yeah.
It's also got a one piece hard lid.
Hello.
That looks so cool.
You got the lid.
What about the lockable toolbox, Mickey?
Once you got the lid, you are good to go. You are unstoppable.
You don't want your tools.
There's no quarter of this country that is unattainable to you once you get in the big rig, the big boy, and you've got the lid on.
Hey, I agree.
You're out there.
But there's so many. I've never seen so many components that it's got like this.
That's
a load bend extender.
Oh, it works on the sports bar.
Yeah.
I didn't see the sports bar.
Yeah.
It's black.
It's got a sports bar.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And it's got the swing out toolbox. Thanks very much. Just for ease of getting to.
This is the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but this is a big grunty one, as you say, because it's 332
It's a big boy.
Power,
It is.
It's
I've
a big diesel V8, man. This is the big one.
You could blow everything else off the road behind the wheel of the big fella, the HSV Chevrolet Silverado.
Here it comes.
Come on. Get real.
Thanks,
are
HSV.
You mad enough?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. Grab the podcast. Been a ripping show today. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah,
it has been. We talked about printers because, Dave, you were really annoyed at the cost of printing ink. And I said, what kind of printer hacks? And we got some really rippers. But one of the guys, Cam the Man, says, printing hack, I just use the printers at work. Easy fit. Good luck trying to get anything printed here for this business.
Yeah.
Harrison Laverty says, I'm interested to know, what Mick actually printing? You said you need your brother, Roo.
Yeah. Hate mail. Mainly just printing it off, sending it down the
street. Tracy's got a real hack. Tracy says she reckons that if you print in Times New Roman, you get about 100 more pages out of a cartridge. Mick, do you know what we're talking about?
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know your fonts.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you know
you
font.
Do. You're the old Rominsky.
It's more of a Windings kind of operator.
Hey, it's been a great show, and we've been so many things. If can I talk about Thor? Do you know what happens to Thor?
Seriously, I'm going to get out. I'm going to have to.
No spoilers.
Who's watching? By the way, don't bother with Game of Thrones tonight. What else is on? Lego Masters.
Yes, there's plenty on, and you can watch Game of Thrones over and over and over. It's played. It's replayed, but this is a long episode.
No one's watching. Jack.
It's an hour and a half.
It's done.
Biggest show in the world.
Hey, and we played some great new music today.
Like Taylor Swift.
No, this is not the new music.
Tay-Tay, she's back.
I like Tay-Tay.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the most derivative song. I bet you she's got a little rap bit in the middle.
You're so mean.
I'm
so
not being
hard
mean.
On her.
Oh, come on. Yeah. We played the Struts. That was more us.
Dave O'Neill will join us tomorrow for a big Tuesday, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.